We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
There are changes in the week's schedules at two suburban school districts. Staffing shortages means Evanston District 65 has given students two more days off this week, and Forest Park District 91 is holding vaccine clinics today on one of its canceled days. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has more.
District 65 Superintendent Devon Horton told parents Friday after hearing from teachers they don't have enough staffing or subs. He says stress is causing burnout as people juggle personal and professional responsibilities and pandemic challenges. Students will have 2 days added in June. In Forest Park, District 91 is hosting vaccination clinics at Ross and White elementary schools for students and parents. Superintendent Elizabeth Alvarez announced the cancellation of school Monday and Tuesday earlier this month and lined up childcare at the Park District and Public Library. Students will make up 1 day on March 15th. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One man is hospitalized, another in police custody following a shooting on a CTA bus last night.
Chicago police say the shooting happened on a CTA bus on 71st Street between State Street and Michigan Avenue. The bus was eastbound at the time, and according to police, one man pulled a gun on a 21-year-old man and tried to rob him. But the 21-year-old also had a gun, and police say he pulled it out and began shooting. The alleged robber also fired a shot and hit the 21-year-old in the chest. Police say the victim was taken in critical condition to the University of Chicago Medical Center. The alleged robber was arrested a short distance away. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
No one was hurt when a small plane made a hard landing at the Chicago Executive Airport in Wheeling yesterday. Officials say the plane was landing. It was hit by a crosswind and pushed to the side, causing damage to the front of the plane. The pilot was the only one on board. And the city of Chicago is hosting a free virtual town hall today to help connect people with resources available to avoid eviction. The virtual town hall will provide information on renter rights, financial resources, how the eviction court system works. It'll be at 5 o'clock this evening, live stream on the Chicago Department of Housing's Facebook page, translated in several languages, including American Sign Language, on Zoom. Sports Director Josh Liss and Bear Coach Matt Nagy.
Good morning. A tight game goes the Ravens' way, getting a late TD run and dealing the Bears their fifth loss in a row. 16-13. Coach Nagy live on the line. Good morning, Matt. Where should we be pointing fingers today? Or maybe your guys just need an arm around their shoulders.
No, yeah. For us right now, you come out of that game and you want to do everything you can to get to win. And we didn't do that. So it's a short turnaround. We have to get through the tape last night and now get right on to Detroit because we lose a few days. So that's where the focus is at now.
Hey, Coach, first of all, good morning. Thank you for being here. It's got to be tough being on live radio after a game like that, the biggest radio audience here in Chicago in the mornings. And here you are answering questions. But got to ask, you got another long losing streak. You got some fans chanting for you to be fired in the stands. How's that affect morale of the players? Are players, maybe coaches, coaching for their jobs, including yourself? How do you feel about all that?
All we're doing right now is we're doing everything we can to get ready for this Detroit game. That's it. That's our focus. And, when you're in this building and you're in here and you're working hard every day to do everything you can to stick together, keep fighting, you're right. It is difficult when you lose and when you are losing, but that's our job is to make sure that we stay focused, and that's what we're doing.
How about Justin Fields? Your quarterback got banged up. Is it just ribs, or is it more? What's in store for him today, Matt? Is it fair to say at this point that Justin is unlikely to play Thanksgiving Thursday in Detroit?
We're still working through all that, with his status for the game, where he's at. That's all stuff that we'll be working on here the next 24 to 48 hours to see where he's at.
Okay, so you're hopefully still got a chance to go at that point on Thursday? Hopeful is best we're at this point?
We'll see. We'll see. You know what I mean? Like, I think the big thing here is just making sure, you know, the day after the game to see how he feels and then get with the doctors and trainers and him and really just work through any of the stuff that we got to do to see where he's at. And then, we have to go through and see how that is and then make decisions from there.
And with Andy Dalton, he didn't even practice that much leading into yesterday's action. With the veteran and Dalton and the experience that he has, could that be perceived as a bonus for you on this short turnaround week?
Yeah, it probably could. You know, I think yesterday showed what Andy's capable of doing coming in and playing, you know, the way he did. And it's not easy, but he's a pro and you know, he's here on this team for a reason. And in this situation right now, having him just as a direction that we have to go because of Justin's injury, then for us with limited practice reps, I think it definitely helps us.
Coming into Thursday, you got big games as well from Roquan Smith, a 17 tackles jump off the stat sheet. Robert Quinn, you're going to need those guys to step up and more. Where's your faith at in this defense? They can finally stop somebody.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, you look at it and it's unfortunate it came down to that last drive like that. You know, there was 11 possessions that offense had, and they had, six punts, an interception, three field goals, and a touchdown. And that touchdown drive with a minute 33 to go is what we all feel the most. And, you know, you're right. I mean, 17 tackles, you know, a bunch of sacks from the guys getting pressure on them, making them kick field goals. But in the end, you know, we just didn't finish. And so that's what the focus has to be. And our guys are motivated, and they're going to continue to play hard. The effort's there. The swarm is there. And we got to finish. That's the biggest thing.
Well, best to you this Thanksgiving. Assume you'll be home in time for dinner Thursday, and we'll see how things fare. Bears Lions. So good luck getting ready, Matt. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. You too. Take care.
You got it. We'll hear from you again tonight at 7 o'clock with Jeff Joniak on the Bears Coaches Show. That'll be another interesting conversation. Bulls host the Pacers tonight after beating the Knicks 109-103. Brandon Hagel scores. Marc-Andre Fleury a shutout. Blackhawks win in Vancouver 1-0. I'm over the Bears. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Coach. Thanks for being here. Really mean it. Residents of Chicago's Uptown neighborhood made their way to Oak Park yesterday to share their concerns about a proposal for a new luxury apartment building.
The proposed luxury rental units in Chicago's Uptown neighborhood would be built by Lincoln Property Company on a Weiss Memorial Hospital parking lot, which is currently owned by Pipeline Health. Neither company responded to requests for comment on the gathering of community groups at a Lincoln Property-owned building in Oak Park, where Uptown residents voiced concerns that the new rental units would be unaffordable and cause disruption to Weiss Memorial services for the nearby community. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Gunfire erupted during a confrontation involving Chicago police last night.
The officers shot a person after he and another officer were fired upon during what was termed an investigative stop on the west side. Neither officer was hit. This happened about 8:30. Officers conducting a stop in the 200 block of North Costner Avenue when a male fled on foot. Officers were then shot at and returned fire, striking the man. He was transported to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A weapon was recovered from the scene. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A tangle with another dog means early retirement for a Northwest Suburban canine officer.
Mount Prospect Police canine officer Alex was ushered into early retirement after an incident on November 3rd. Police say Alex leaped out of the squad car of his handler and attacked a dog that was walking with its owner on the sidewalk. Alex bit the dog in the leg and abdomen. The dog then bit Alex's ear. Mount Prospect Police said the department is paying for the dog's veterinary expenses. Police say on the whole, Alex had an exemplary career as a canine, finding missing people and locating drugs. Alex will now live with his handler, Officer Brian Furr. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A couple of locally owned cannabis dispensaries in Chicago reportedly going to be sold to a giant in the pot industry.
Air Wellness has locations in five states, most of them out of Florida, where the company is based. According to the Sun-Times, Ayr has reached a $55 million deal to buy Dispensary 33, which has two pot shops in Chicago. One is in the 5000 block of North Clark Street in Uptown, the other in the 1100 block of West Randolph in the West Loop. Dispensary 33's owner tells the Sun-Times he previously passed up offers from several cannabis companies, choosing the best fit, not necessarily the highest price. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Department of Public Health and the state's Emergency Management Agency are teaming up with Forest Park School District 91 to get children ages 5 to 11 their COVID shots. The Community Partners Vaccination Program is hosting clinics from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Betsy Ross Elementary and Grant White Elementary Schools. Appointments are not required, but online registration is encouraged. Researchers at Northwestern University have figured out how the herpes virus moves into the body's nervous system.
Many viruses use protein engines called dynein and kinesin to move inside the body like train tracks. Northwestern says its team discovered herpes uses kinesin that it brings from other cells to take it to the neuron's nucleus, the first discovery of any virus repurposing a cellular protein to drive more infection. Lead author and Feinberg School of Medicine professor Greg Smith says the study in the journal Nature says learning how the virus gets into our nervous system means we can now think about how to take away that ability and develop a vaccine. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.